USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump has signed a bill that will provide COVID relief and will fund the federal government through next September. The massive $2.3 trillion package was passed by Congress last week, but the president surprised many by asking Congress to amend the bill in order to increase the size of stimulus checks for most Americans to $2,000. The bill signed Sunday night contains a payment of $600. With the president's signature, billions of dollars in aid, including federal unemployment programs, can begin to be distributed. Another government shutdown has also been avoided, as the federal government was set to run out of funding at midnight on Tuesday. Police in Lebanon, Tennessee, investigated a box truck that was playing a similar message to the one the RV in Nashville played before exploding. Police received a call about the truck Sunday morning, which was parked at a convenience store. Rutherford County Sheriff's deputies stopped the truck and detained the driver, closing a highway for several hours while the truck was investigated. No explosives were found in the truck, and the driver is currently being questioned. This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat, you can wash them and dry them, they maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy, because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings, deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
63,000 Americans have died from COVID-19 this month alone, making December the nation's deadliest month of the pandemic. Surgeon General Jerome Adams tells ABC's This Week they're concerned about another spike.
We're very concerned, and we always see a little bit of a bump after holidays and sometimes a large bump.
Russian President Vladimir Putin says he will get the coronavirus vaccine. Putin earlier suggested there was no reason for him to be vaccinated. State media reports that the 68-year-old made the decision and was waiting until all the formalities are completed. The Prime Minister of the Czech Republic became the first person in the country to be vaccinated just a day after the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine, which arrived from the European Union. Germany, France, and Italy also began inoculations today. Hungary and Slovakia did so on Saturday. Australian golf legend Greg Norman is back at home. He was admitted to a hospital in Florida on Christmas Day with symptoms of COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Centers for Disease Control have issued new guidance on administering the COVID vaccine. Jeremy Scott has the details from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
People with underlying health conditions can receive the vaccine if they have not had a severe allergic reaction to any of the ingredients. Also, people with weakened immune systems not related to COVID and those with autoimmune conditions may receive the vaccine as well, although there is no data available on the safety of the vaccine in those demographics. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says as of Saturday, nearly 2 million people in the U.S. have received the first of two doses of one of the two vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
In late Sunday NFL action, the Carolina Panthers held off Washington 20-13. The Dallas Cowboys kept themselves alive in the NFC East race with a 37-17 win over the Philadelphia Eagles. After Washington's loss to Carolina, those two teams are now tied atop the division at 6-9. The Seattle Seahawks clinched the NFC West title with a 20-9 win over the LA Rams. It's their first division crown since 2016. Earlier in the day, the Kansas City Chiefs clinched the top seed and first-round bye in the AFC playoffs with a 17-14 win over the Atlanta Falcons. The Jacksonville Jaguars clinched the number one pick in next year's draft with a 41-17 loss to the Chicago Bears. And the Pittsburgh Steelers locked up the AFC North title with a 28-24 victory over Indianapolis. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.